WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs left and right? Like you're stuck in a perpetual game of whack-a-mole, trying to keep up with everything demanding your attention? Yeah, me too. That's why I'm here, folks. As your friendly neighborhood guide through the chaos, I'm Logan Cruz, and on the balanced stoic, we're diving headfirst into the art of emotional mastery and self-control. And today, we're tackling a big one: cultivating patience and understanding in life's inevitable challenges. Now, before you groan and say patience, easy for you to say, let me tell you, I get it. Impatience is like that pesky mosquito buzzing around your head, annoying, persistent, and impossible to ignore. But hear me out, because mastering patience isn't about becoming some Zen master who sits serenely while the world burns down around them. It's about developing a superpower, the ability to navigate life's bumpy roads with grace, resilience, and even a little bit of humor. So, what are our key takeaways for becoming patient and understanding masters? Buckle up, because this is going to be good. First off, recognize that patience isn't passive waiting. It's an active choice. It's like training your inner muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. That means choosing to respond calmly instead of reacting impulsively, even when things get frustrating. You know that feeling when traffic is backed up for miles and everyone seems to be honking their horns? Yeah, deep breaths, folks. Remember, that delayed commute isn't a personal attack. Second, practice gratitude. Seriously, it's like magic potion for patience. When you focus on what you have instead of what you lack, your perspective shifts. It's easier to be patient when you remember all the good stuff in your life: a supportive family, a warm bed, a delicious cup of coffee, whatever makes your heart sing. Third, set realistic expectations. We live in a world obsessed with instant gratification, but let's be real, most things worth having take time and effort. Want to master a new skill? It takes practice. Want to build strong relationships? It requires consistent effort and nurturing. So, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality and celebrate the small victories along the way. Fourth, remember that everyone's journey is different. Just because someone else seems to have it all figured out doesn't mean you're falling behind. Comparison is the thief of joy, my friends. Focus on your own path, learn from others, but don't get caught up in a race that doesn't even exist. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. You know that saying, it takes a village? It's true. We're all interconnected, and sometimes we need a helping hand or an ear to listen when things get tough. Reach out to friends, family, or even a therapist if you need support. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at the grocery store, trying to navigate a maze of cuts and impatient shoppers. Your kids are whining for candy, your phone is buzzing with notifications, and the checkout line seems to be moving at the speed of a snail. Sound familiar? Ever felt that overwhelming sense of frustration bubbling up inside you? You could lash out, get into an argument, or just melt down in a puddle of stress. But what if, instead, you took a deep breath, smiled kindly at the person next to you, and reminded yourself that everyone's having a tough day? You could even offer a helping hand to someone struggling with their groceries. See, practicing patience doesn't mean ignoring your emotions or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about choosing how to respond to those challenging situations with grace and understanding. It's about remembering that we're all in this together, and sometimes a little kindness goes a long way. So, let's recap. Today, we talked about the importance of recognizing patience as an active choice, practicing gratitude, setting realistic expectations, embracing individual journeys, and never being afraid to ask for help. Remember, folks, cultivating patience is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're failing miserably, but that's okay. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and try again. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on social media. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to patience? What tips and tricks have helped you along the way? Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of emotional mastery and self-control. See you tomorrow, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.